I can't learn anymore. It's too hard. It's too complicated. My brain doesn't function properly anymore. It's too hazy. I hated school. My teachers didn't care about me. Learning was boring. And a lot of us, when we left school, that was kind of the last time we learnt too much about anything. However, we also know logically that we have to keep learning every day. We have to learn how our phone works, how our new DVD player works, how our new computer program works. We have to learn how to create wealth. We have to learn how to get the career path that we want. We have to keep learning every day. So how do we make learning easy? How do we make it fun? How do we make it interesting? And how do we inspire our kids to want to learn rather than it's really boring and I hate it? Well, it's a simple, easy process, of course, because if you are inspired and excited about what you're learning, then learning becomes fun. So many people have left school, didn't enjoy what they learned at school or had to try and learn at school. But when they were given the opportunity to learn about how to play a sport or how to pick up a girlfriend or a boyfriend or how to create wealth or how to be happy or how to be healthy, fit and strong, obviously their learning processes were different because they were excited about it. So the first step to making learning easy is, of course, to make what you're learning about interesting and exciting. And the best way to do that is ask yourself the question, if I learn this, will it add value to my life? Will it make my life better? Will it make me wealthier, happier, fitter, leaner, better at what I do? And the more whys that you can come up with for learning, the better. So why do I want to learn this? What value will it add to my life? The next great question to ask is, if I learn this and it adds massive value to my life, will I then be able to add massive value to other people's lives? So for instance, if you learn how to be a personal trainer, you learn how the human body works, your life will be better. You'll have a career that you love. You'll have a body that is healthy, fit and strong for a lifetime, but you'll also be able to add value to other people's lives because you'll help them to get fitter and stronger and healthier for the rest of their lives, your kids, your family, your clients. You'll have a career that you love for you, but that career will be helping other people. So, of course, the learning process becomes more exciting. If you learn how to cook, you know, you'll create great meals for you and it'll be yummy and life will be fantastic because the food in your life will be better. However, you'll be creating great meals for the other people in your life, and or if you create great food, people might say to you, could you please show me how to cook that, or what's the recipe for this because it was really yummy. So you have a yummier life, but so do they. So you're adding value to other people's lives. If you learn how to use your computer, your life will be easier and better because your computer time is less because you know what you're doing. But if you can teach that to your kids or your partner or the people in your life who don't understand computers, you'll be adding massive value to their life. So again, the first step to learning is find something you're excited about and learn about it. Second, what value will it add to your life to learn about it? And then third, can you add massive value to other people's lives? Then how do I learn? And of course, as humans, we've got all different ways of learning. Some of us learn by listening, some learn by doing. Some people learn by seeing it. Some people learn by touching it and tasting it. But if you want to make it a really fast learning process, do all of them. So touch it, taste it, feel it, say it, sing it, dance it. Do everything you possibly can to get all the information into your body as fast as possible, as in as many different ways as possible. So create a little song for it. Create a little dance for it. Draw a picture of it. Say it out loud. Say it into your smartphone and record it over and over. Do everything you possibly can to create as many pictures of, tastes of, touches of, sounds of, feels of that particular thing. Your body will learn much faster if you create all those different ways. Then, of course, how do you know that you understand it or that you'll even remember it? Well, the best way to learn something or know that you've learned it and understand it is to be able to teach it to somebody else. But you know that you're an absolute genius, genius meaning that you know lots of things, and or genius meaning that you can take something really complicated and make it really simple to understand. That's what a genius is. If you can take a concept and explain it to a 5, 6, 7-year-old child, then that 5, 6, 7-year-old child can explain it to their 5, 6, 7-year-old friend and be excited about it. Then you know that not only have you learnt it, you understand it, and you are a genius because you've taken something complicated and made it really simple to understand. So if you can take a computer program and explain it to a 6-year-old who can then explain it to their 6-year-old friend and be really excited about it, then you know that you have learnt it, you understand it, you can explain it, and most importantly, you're passionate about it and you've added massive value to somebody else's life. So may we learn because it's exciting. May we learn because, of course, we have to. We have to keep learning. And the beautiful thing about learning, the more you learn, the more you realize what you don't know and the more there is to learn. And if you learn about how to be healthy, fit and strong for a lifetime, it means you can keep learning and learning and learning and learning, because the more you learn, the more you realize what you don't know. So let's keep learning. Ha ha.